Welcome back to another episode of Fantasy End Zone. I'm your host, Jake Lewis. As always, today we're going to be recapping Thursday Night Football, doing the injury report. I'll give you my start sits of the week. Also, we're going to be talking about the matchups today. And it's week 11, so we're getting prepared for trade deadlines and also trying to make a push for the fantasy playoffs. Let's get into it. Thursday Night Football consisted of Philadelphia Eagles and Washington Commanders. The Eagles won this one 26-18. They took control of first place in the division. Jaden Daniels, 191 yards, one touchdown in garbage time, and one interception. He would have had bad numbers if he didn't get that garbage time touchdown. He also added 18 rushing yards, which he's been going down in rushing per game basis, in my opinion. I would like to see that higher for us fantasy players. Brian Robinson Jr. comes back this week, 63 yards and a touchdown in the first quarter. His partner in crime, Austin Eckler, had only 7 yards rushing, but 8 catches, 89 yards receiving. Huge day receiving for Eckler. And that's where he's known to contribute, especially with Robinson healthy. Zach Ertz, 6 catches, 47 yards, 1 touchdown. He got that garbage time touchdown, but he also got a bunch of garbage time receptions, especially on the last drive. Terry McLaurin, bad day for him. Only 2 targets in this game, 1 catch, 10 yards. Bad, bad day. Hopefully he comes back strong next week. On the other side, Jalen Hurts, 221 yards, 0 touchdowns passing, zero interceptions, but he did get that tush push, 39 yards rushing and a touchdown. Saquon Barkley, he was bottled up most of the game, and then fourth quarter came out, and he just ran all over. 146 yards, 2 touchdowns in this one. The last 2 drives, they just handed it off and let him work. He scored a 39-yard touchdown and I think like a 24-yard touchdown. In the receiving game, A.J. Brown had 8 targets, but only catching 5 of them for 65 yards. Dallas Goedert, 5 catches, 61 yards. Saquon Barkley, 2 catches also for 52 yards. He had a 43-yard catch and run. Devontae Smith, he had 6 targets, but only caught 4 of them for 29 yards. It's been bad when Devontae Smith is only getting roughly like 7 yards per catch. He's more of a down the field guy, and I thought he was going to be a lot better in the slot because Commanders give up a bunch of receiving to the slot receivers. That was the recap for Thursday night. Week 11's injury report. Najee Harris, ankle questionable, did not practice on Wednesday. I think he was limited for Thursday. Tank Bigsby, ankle, did not practice Wednesday or Thursday, so his game status is up in the air. I doubt he's playing this week. Quarterback Trevor Lawrence, questionable with his shoulder. Mac Jones did not look good at all last week. And the Jags really need him because they could not move the ball. And Brian Thomas Jr., I know he's playing through injuries with his chest, but he definitely missed Trevor Lawrence. And we've seen what Mac Jones did. Nothing. Amari Cooper is questionable with a wrist injury still. He did practice limited on Wednesday. Keon Coleman, limited with his wrist injury on Thursday, did not practice on Wednesday, but I feel like one of those two should be back this week. Aaron Jones, questionable with rib injury. He was limited on Wednesday, is not expected to miss Sunday's game against Titans, but it's one to look out for. Isaiah Pacheco is questionable with his ankle injury. I highly doubt that he's playing this week, especially since he's been limited and they want to probably work him in. And Coach Reed said he is unlikely to play against Buffalo on Sunday. But they did open his practice window. He has missed the last 8 weeks, but Kareem Hunt has very well taken care of that running back position for them. Sam Laporta, questionable with shoulder. He did not practice Wednesday or Thursday. So ultimately on Friday is going to be what determines his availability. T. Higgins, quad fashionably, you know, on Wednesday and Thursday. He looked like he is going to play. He is limited in both of those practices, but once again, who knows what he's going to do, especially with his contract issues. I think he's probably going to want to try to sit out himself, but hopefully he plays for Joe Burrow and the Bengals. Gus Edwards' ankle was limited on Wednesday, but expected to play. George Kittle, hamstring, did not practice Wednesday, but is also expected to play. DK Metcalf, knee. He was a full go on Wednesday, so he should be returning to the lineup after missing a couple games. Nico Collins, questionable with his hamstring. I believe he's going to play this week. I think he could have played last week, but he sat out just for an extra week. Dalton Kincaid, knee, did not practice on Wednesday. I feel like he's probably not going to play this week, so Dawson Knox might be a stream if you need a tight end, especially if you have Dalton Kincaid as your tight end currently. That is the Week 11 injury report. I'm going to go over with these matchups coming up this week. I should have actually kept tabs of how I did last week. I will, going forward, how I did the week previous and overall record of who's going to win these games. We'll start with the Packers and Bears. Bears just fired their offense coordinator, Shane Waldron. It's about time. They should get rid of the head coach, too. They're going to probably do that this offseason, which I hope, because Caleb Williams needs an offense-minded coach to make him better, in my opinion. And hopefully, with all the noise around the Bears this week or this past week, you know, with the firings and veteran players saying they want Caleb Williams to be benched for Tyson Badgett, is just not looking great at all in Chicago. On the other side, Green Bay, they just came off a much-needed bye week to get everyone healthy. Hopefully Jordan Love's healthy again. He's been getting banged up the last few weeks, especially since week one with his MCL sprain. I think Packers take it in this one easily. I think one of the biggest, you know, rivalry matchups is going to go to the Packers this week. Jacksonville versus Detroit Lions. I'm easily taking the Lions. They look one of the best teams in the NFC, and they continue to pour it on, especially with Jags. Who knows what's going on with Trevor Lawrence? If they don't have Lawrence, they're not even going to compete in this one. So be on the lookout for a lot of rushing for the Lions, but hopefully they pass as well, because Lord knows we need Jared Goff and St. Brown to have good games. Next is Minnesota versus Tennessee. I'm taking Minnesota in this one. Tennessee just looks like they're struggling on offense, and Vikings defense is really, really good, actually. I see Jefferson going 100-plus and a touchdown in this one. Miami versus Raiders. I'm taking the Dolphins in this one. I think Tua gets back right. He looked okay last game, but I just feel like there's too many question marks with Gardner Minshew as a starting quarterback. I bet you he gets replaced by Desmond Ridder, and Ridder starts most of the season, if not all the rest of the season, depending on how Aiden O'Connell recovers from his injury. Next is the Rams versus Patriots. This is a toss-up, but I'm going to still say the Rams, they just look like a better team overall. Even though Patriots are very sneaky, I think they want that number one overall pick, but I'm going to pick the Rams to take this one, and I think Kyren has a good game also. I believe Matthew Stafford has a good game as well. Cleveland versus New Orleans. This is a toss-up as well. I'm going to say, let's go New Orleans. They're home. I'm expecting them to have a better game. And I think Cleveland's defense is banged up still. Derek Carr is a better quarterback than Jameis Winston, but I think Winston's going to have a great game as well. Stay tuned for start sits this week for that. Next is Colts versus Jets. Oh my God, these are another bad matchup. I'm going to say Jets are going to take this one, though. Anthony Richardson is back starting, and they said that they want him to be the starter the rest of the year. Hopefully he is for his sake, but it puts a dent in all wide receivers for Colts going forward. Now we're getting into a couple good games. Baltimore Ravens versus Pittsburgh Steelers. Ew. Two great teams. I'm thinking Steelers are going to win this one, though. They're home. I really like what Mike Tomlinson has been doing with the Pittsburgh Steelers. I think they control the pace of the game. I think Russell Wilson and George Pickens has a hell of a game against the Baltimore Ravens. Falcons versus Broncos. I really like the Broncos in this one just because of their defense, and I'm impressed with Bo Nix. He's just been really, really good the last few weeks. I mean, they should have won that game hands down last week against the defending champs, but unfortunately for them, they lost by a blocked field goal. Seattle Seahawks versus 49ers. Taking 49ers, they're healthy. They got Christian McCaffrey back, which got a huge workload last week. I see 49ers winning this one easily. Kansas City, do they remain unbeaten versus the Buffalo Bills? The Bills will win this one. I think Allen's going to pull something out of his rabbit hat, and he does phenomenal. This is always a close matchup with these two teams, but again, Buffalo is home. I see Buffalo winning this one. Bengals versus Chargers. I'm taking the Bengals. They need to win huge. They've been in close matchups the last few weeks. Ja'Marr Chase is hands down the best receiver. Well, not maybe hands down, but he's one of the best receivers with Justin Jefferson. But Joe Burrow's playing easily MVP-type level football. Unfortunately, their record does not show it. I'm taking Bengals, though, in this one. And on Monday night, Houston versus Dallas. Houston takes this one. They need a much-needed win. CJ Stroud has been struggling. Cowboys, we don't even want to talk about their quarterback situation. Who knows? Cooper Rush, I think, sucks in the NFL. He's an okay backup, but it just, their whole team just fell apart, especially when Dak is hurt. That is the recap for the matchups this week. I will keep tabs and see how well I actually did. For the start sits this week, starting at quarterback, for me, it's got to be Russell Wilson, number one, versus the Ravens. Ravens on the road is giving up roughly 350 plus passing yards and almost three touchdowns. And Wilson has contributed and looked amazing the last few weeks, and they got a bye week. I expect them to be rejuvenated and throwing a lot to George Pickens. He is a must-start Russell Wilson this week. Next is Jared Goff versus the Jags. I know I said earlier that I think the Lions are going to run away with this game, but I think it's going to start early with passing, getting Jared Goff involved with St. Brown, Jameson Williams, and Sam Laporta. Hopefully he plays. I think Goff is going to go for 270 with two, maybe three touchdowns. I'll consider that a smash against the Jags. My sneaky start, though, this week, Jameis Winston versus the Saints. Jameis Winston just got off a bye week. I feel like he's going to throw for a crap ton of yards. I don't think they're going to run as well against the Saints, even though the Saints are having a huge issue of tackling. I think they kind of shore up the front, but they're not going to shore up the back half, especially with Marshawn Lattimore not even there anymore, even though he was injured. I think Jameis Winston has a fun day passing. My sits of the week, Kirk Cousins versus Denver Broncos. I really have a hard time playing any quarterback. Look at last week. Mahomes, again, was on the sit of the week against the Broncos. He didn't do much. The Broncos' defense is for real. They got the best corner in the league with Patrick Surtain, and I think he shuts down Drake London or Darnell Mooney. Kirk Cousins is a sit for me. The other sit for me this week is Tua versus the Raiders. The Raiders they've been really actually good against the pass this year. Tua hasn't had many games since back his concussion. I think three games back, and he has not done that well. I think the most he's had is like 221 passing. I don't find him having a good day. If anything, I think Devon Achane has a great day rushing the ball. Speaking of rushing, my running back starts of the week, Breece Hall. I know it's probably a given that you're starting him, but he hasn't looked normal that we're used to seeing. But him versus the Colts, I think Colts are a bad team against the run. I mean, they prove it so far this year. They're one of the worst in the league. I think this is a get-right game for Breece Hall. Save Aaron Rodgers' arm. He's 40 years old. Remember, also last week, I think he only completed one pass over 10 yards, which is terrible. I think Breece Hall runs all over. In the same game, though, on the flip side, Jonathan Taylor versus the Jets. I know you're probably going to start him as well. But the Jets have been giving up 100-yard rushers every other game, it feels like, and I think it's no different, especially with Anthony Richardson back at quarterback, that they're going to have to lean heavily on Jonathan Taylor. Even if they do a little, dump off passes, he needs to realize he can dump off passes to the running back and they will have success for them. My sneaky start of the week, though, DeAndre Swift versus the Packers. With the firing of Shane Waldron, they're probably going to try to get back to the roots and run the football. Packers are a good team to run the ball against, not pass against, though. So in my opinion, I think DeAndre Swift has 80-plus and a touchdown against the Packers this week. And also the new head or offense coordinator, I think, is Thomas Brown. I believe he used to play running back. So he's probably going to be a running back heavy guy. So look for DeAndre Swift to get a big game against the Packers. My sits of the week for the running back position, Travis Etienne against the Vikings. especially if Trevor Lawrence is out, Etienne is going to struggle because Vikings defense is really fucking good. And they're going to bobble him up, and he's not going to have much room to run. They're probably going to be in a negative game strip, so trying to throw the ball with even Trevor Lawrence or Mac Jones, who I think is going to start this week, it's going to be a terrible game for ETN and the Jags against this Vikings team. My other one is James Cook against the Chiefs. Chiefs are only allowing 50 yards, not even 50 yards on average to the starting running back position. So for me, it's got to be a sit for me. James Cook has been okay the last couple weeks. I know I had him as start of the week. The last two, I feel like 2 weeks ago I missed. Last week I think I pushed, but this week I am fading him. So he is a bench for me. Wide receiver position, George Pickens is easily my start of the week versus the Ravens. Like I already mentioned, I think him and Russell Wilson are going to have a huge day together against this Baltimore team. They, again, give up so much passing yards. Look at last week. They're even home against the Bengals, and Ja'Marr Chase had a career day, 260-some yards receiving, 3 touchdowns. George Pickens is that kind of player that can take over this game. That's why I think they're going to also beat the Ravens, because they actually have a good defense too compared to the Bengals last week. George Pickens goes 100 yards and a touchdown this week. Next is Ladd McConkey. I mean, I just said it. Bengals defense is not that great pass game or against the pass. Ladd McConkey goes for 88 yards and I'll say 7 catches, 15 fantasy points. I'm going to predict for Ladd McConkey at least. I believe he'll probably get higher than that. He might even sneak into the end zone. But for me, Ladd McConkey is the way to go in this game. My sneaky start of the week, Cedric Tillman. I know I seen him dropped so much this past waiver wire. I don't know why people are dropping him. He sat last week because of a bye week. And this week, he gets to go against the Saints. Jameis Winston is going to have a hell of a day passing, and most of it's going to go to Tillman. He's going to have 80 yards and a touchdown, probably 80 yards, touchdown, and 8 catches, we're going to say. He is a must start for me. My benches, or my sits of the week for wide receiver is DJ Moore versus the Packers. I don't know what the hell is going on with the Bears in general, but I think they're going to focus more on running against the Packers because that's usually the way to beat the Packers, as we've seen this year, allowing 100-yard rushers day in, day out. But passing-wise, they've been really good, only allowing, you know, C.J. Stroud a couple weeks ago, not even 90 yards passing. They've been shutting down the passing game, getting to the quarterback. I think DJ Moore struggles in this one. He's a sit for me. In the same game, though, Jaden Reed is a sit for me. Going probably against Jalen Johnson, one of the best corners in the league. And they're probably going to be the same kind of, you know, get after the quarterback type level against this offense line. And Bears defense line is really good. They haven't really allowed too much passing, especially to the wide receiver one, because Jalen Johnson has been shutting them down. So both of those wide receivers in the same game, I don't like the matchups for them, especially if Jair Alexander plays. That's going to be even worse news for DJ Moore. My tight ends, though, start of the week would be Sam Laporta if he plays against the Jags. Jags are allowing 80 to 90 yards receiving to the tight end position. I really like Laporta this week as much as I've been fading him. I think he gets going in this game. Mike Gesicki is another one against the Chargers. He's getting more playing time because Eric All's torn ACL, unfortunately for him. But Gesicki is benefiting from that injury, getting more playing time. He went from 36% to 76% of snap share. I think right now it still stays at 70 to 80, maybe 80 it touches. But even if it's 75%, he's going to get a lot of targets, I do believe, against this Chargers defense. My sneaky start is Jonnu Smith. I know I said Tua isn't going to have that great of a game, but if he does, it's going to be underneath, and that's going to be either Achan or Jonnu Smith against this Raiders team. Raiders have been shutting down the wide receiver position, so I feel like they're going to try to have any kind of movement of the ball, it's going to be through the air to Jonnu Smith or Devon Achan. So he is a sneaky start of the week. My benches for the tight end position, Jake Ferguson versus the Texans. Texans are only allowing like 30 yards per game to the tight end one of the opposite team. Also, Dallas's team is in general is not doing great at all. They're in a mess. They don't even know who they're going to start at quarterback or who they want to really play. It's just a mess being a Cowboys fan, so I like saying that. Screw you guys. Another one is Cole Kmet versus the Packers. I'm going to have him as a sit of the week just because I don't like this matchup again against the Packers for the Bears. I think they're going to find it better running against the Packers in this game rather than passing. Those are your Week 11 start and sits of the week. With that, that is another episode of Fantasy End Zone. Be sure to like, follow, and subscribe. Click on the little notification button wherever you get the podcast. It helps me, it helps the podcast. Also, spread the news about the podcast. We just hit 300, at least 300 followers and listeners in the last, you know, since it started. It's huge news. I just seen it. That's not including all the bots that are listening, apparently. But we hit 300. I'm so happy about it in 20 episodes. This is episode 23, I do believe. I don't count one of them because it was only in the intro. But, hey, I appreciate you guys all listening. Spread the news. Spread the word. Get, you know, any of your league mates to listen to it, even though it might be bad for you because I'm giving the good advice. But spread the word. And as always, good luck in your fantasy matchups this week. Be sure to like, follow, and subscribe also to social media pages. And you could always email me questions at fantasyendzonepodcast@gmail.com. And I'll see you guys later. Peace.